Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, July 8th, 2016. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the death, not only of the rule of law, but of the people's ability to govern themselves. I'm not going to rehash the information that you already know about James Comey's press conference, in which he said essentially that there was evidence of broken laws which would have been prosecuted in others, but not in one of our royalty, such as Mrs. Clinton. That's a rough paraphrase, of course, but it's accurate. What I intend to discuss is what the actions of Mrs. Clinton and what Mr. Comey said about those actions really mean for us today. What does all this really mean for those of us living in 2016 America? It means that after 800 years of Western civilization, a civilization that lifted mankind from the Dark Ages and set him on an ascendant path, that civilization is dead. The Magna Carta, written 800 years ago and signed as a compact between kings and ordinary citizens, contained the concept that no one was above the law, not even the king. The law applied equally to king and citizen alike. All that is dead now, and it was explained to us quite clearly on national television. There are now just two classes of people in America, the royalty, those who rule us, and all the minions who struggle under their burden. The fact is, though, that all Mr. Comey's announcement did was remind us of a fait accompli. Self-rule died in the West some time ago, and now the form of government is one of rule by a tiny elite. We have to be reminded from time to time. Otherwise, we might get uppity above our collective places in the crowd. We are told constantly that we are a democracy, as evidenced by the elections that we hold periodically. That is all given as evidence that we are still a land where, as Mr. Jefferson put it, governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. But the reality is that we are governed without consent by an entrenched ruling class of self-anointed intellectual elite. Our new ruling class is at least partially hereditary. It is globalist and anti-nationalist, very, very rich, anti-democratic, and very malignant. The philosophy to which the new rulers require strict adherence is called globalism, which includes the destruction of the middle class across all Western countries by the shipping production and its jobs to low-wage countries such as China, Vietnam, Bangladesh, Malaysia, Indonesia, India, and so forth down the line. Any and all measures are used to destroy the sovereignty of all nation states, especially those in the West, which were once the very bastion of Christian values and the civilization those values built. These things are accomplished in part by constantly expanding centralized state power, as in the various regional governments around the world, such as the European Union. And with the unlimited growth of federal power, the second leg of the ruler's stool is massive, unlimited, uncontrolled immigration from third world countries, especially Muslim countries. This further weakens nations with a Christian civilization background by importing a cultural, racial, and religious population that will not assimilate and is often openly hostile to the host country. The third leg is the suppression of free speech or politically correct demands on thought and expression. Social media in all its forms, workplace intimidation, intimidation in higher education, along with career-threatening or career-ending insults and slanderous accusations, all suppress the ability or even the desire to express a non-collectivist thought. All must swear allegiance to the thought police, who control our desire for multicultural, multiracialism, anti-nationalism, massive immigration. All must further express disdain, even hatred, for one's own culture, nation, religion, if it's Christianity. And all must say that Islam is a religion of peace. Once you're in the globalist culture, national destruction club, you can pretty much destroy anyone you want without consequences. Our rulers maintain themselves in power by means of two political parties, which differ only cosmetically in their allegiance to the philosophy of the globalist ruling elite. No real difference exists, only a little less here, a little more there. The parties are there to control the ignorant masses and siphon off their anger their delegates, and the people who fancy themselves kingmakers and who so value and love their party and will do anything for a majority of their party in Congress and the Senate are just the useful idiots of today, despite all the padding between the ignorant masses, as our betters like to call us, and them that are starting to come into the open more and more. Witness the reaction to the Brexit vote and the temper tantrums calling for a new vote and to annul the vote as invalid. No longer is the solemn will of the people decisive or respected. Anytime anyone comes along to express a different view from the party line, the Ministry of Propaganda, i.e. the mainstream media, rise up and heap insults on him. Usually a bad day on TV or in the New York Times is enough to silence any opposition. Our rulers are starting to shake around the edges, though. With freedom movements growing around the world, the decision not to prosecute Mrs. Clinton, which is nothing more than open, raw tyranny in the face of the people, is probably a way of putting the ignorant masses back in their places. They are just letting us know that they are still in charge and their chosen one is still in line. Things look grim right now. There's no doubt about it. We have only a very short time to save civilization, or said differently, to resurrect it from the dead. If the people of America, whether they call themselves progressive, pro-Trumpers, never-Trumpers, liberal or conservative, could see the truth before it's too late and reject the ruling class and its one-world philosophy, maybe, just maybe, it could be done. Can a dead civilization walk again? I believe it can, but time will tell. Right now, we have a leading presidential candidate who has been deemed by the FBI as dangerously negligent, but never indicted. That's a pretty low bar for the president of the United States. We might worry about how a President Trump will respond to an international emergency, but we've already had a chance to see how Mrs. Clinton responded, and it's pretty frightening. We have good reason to worry, with almost 50% of the voters polled saying they would vote for her. I find it impossible to see how anyone could vote for her, but many will. I don't trust the polls any more than I do the political parties or the Ministry of Propaganda, but that's the spin they place on it for now. Think outside the Democrat and Republican boxes for a while. After all, those are the organizations leading us into global tyranny. We have only 4 months to save the Constitution and the rule of law and put this country back on track. We have only 5 or 6 weeks left in the ballot access season. We can do this if we forget about name recognition, liberal, conservative, etc. I've heard those things for many years. We have to transcend those labels and work together. I can't do it without you folks. Will you help me? I pray that you will. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.